Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi. I have on my bank account a transaction by your company, and I'm just trying to familiarize myself who you are because I don't recognize you, and I'm just trying to make sure somebody else didn't use my name to start something with your company.
Okay, yes, ma'am. How much did you charge for today?
Okay, the payment was actually taken out on May the... Hold on, I'm bringing up my account. My phone went off. It was actually made on Thursday, May 19th for $59.89.
Okay. What's your zip code, please?
Okay, it's 29646.
What's your first and last name, please?
Okay, my first name is Ernestine, E-R-N-E-S-T-I-N-E, and then my last name is Colson, C-O-L-S-O-N.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
Yeah, 126, Apartment A as in Apple, Bailey Circle, Greenwood, South Carolina.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying the information, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
With that being said, ma'am, do you remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweet safe entry to win a KitchenAid mixer?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yes, ma'am. With that that $1 or $2 payment, ma'am, sweet safe either wrote it to one of our meal planning apps where you can create meals based on how many calories you want to consume a day. So that's what they charge you for a meal planning app.
Okay, but I didn't do any type of meal type app.
Yes, ma'am. When you enter into that sweet stage, ma'am, you're obligated in make a role into a meal planning app, ma'am. We're signing up.
Okay, well, is there a way to discontinue that and get my money back? Because I didn't see anything about that.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
I saw was that sweet stage thing, and actually they said I won, and they didn't send me anything, so I didn't know that was attached to that.
Yes, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, do you know anyone else who'd like to try a meal planning app for $20 a month?
No, because like I said, I didn't see that on there. I wouldn't even, you know, if I would have saw that, I wouldn't even, you know, apply for that.
Right, correct. Yes, ma'am. So I understand what you're stating. Since the charge was for a meal planning app, ma'am, I can refund you for $54.89.
Yeah, so can you remove that or refund me back? Because like I said, I didn't see anything about that on there.
Yes, ma'am, for $54.89, since it was for a meal planning app. With that $54.89 refund, ma'am, it will be credited back to your account 3 to 5 days.
Now, you said 54, but y'all actually charged me 59.
Yes, and the 59, the $5 is a number in front of a set of email.
Okay, that's fine, as long as you can refund the other part. Because like I said, I didn't see anything about that. If I did, I wouldn't tick that up.
Right.
Not even the app either.
Yes, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, I have a confirmation number for you, ma'am. Would you like to write it down, please?
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And I appreciate you, you know, being understanding because I wouldn't have done that. All right,
yes,
go ahead.
Sierra and Charlie, 920-738-770.
And then how long does it take to refund in case, you know, I don't... to have an issue, I'll be calling back.
3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
All right. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling. We'll have a great day.
All right. I won't be doing nothing like that again. You got to be careful with that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I said, if I would have started, I wouldn't have done that. And I didn't see nothing about that. And even if they said you won that KitchenAid, mixer. They never sent me nothing about that. It's a scam. That's exactly what it is. I'm going to give you a meal app, and I didn't even get the meal app thing either.
You know?
Yeah, we can go get something to eat.
Getting my nerves. Taking that shot, I have to wait till 9 o'clock.
Yeah, just don't worry about it.
I mean, my mom's gonna be moving though. They don't understand it.
What we can do is, like I said, we can eat at home until they get your medicine, and you can go.
No, my mom ain't moving right now. My mom's not moving. I'm saying.
Don't you have the other medicine they gave you? That new medicine?
I don't know what it's. I look for it before we left home. I don't know what I need.
It should be somewhere at home, because I remember seeing all those packages they gave you. It's probably in your box or something. I know you didn't get rid of it, because, you know, you got that. You used to save everything, so it's just a matter of finding it. That's one thing I'm going to work on today if I have time, is cleaning up, because I misplaced stuff, too. I didn't, Yeah, and I'm glad they waited, because I didn't see him. I would have called the excellent. But, yeah, I miss the stuff, too, that I don't know where I did with it. It's too much junk. I cleaned that room up. Because I had a book that's like a wedding planner. You know, I've been seeing them at the store, and I was going to buy a new one, but I picked up one, you know, from all the book sales I went to.
Where
now
you want to go?
Where you want to go? It don't matter to me. You gotta put your seatbelt on.
Okay. Hello, ma'am.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. You had to disconnect the call, ma'am.
Hold on. Let's see if I can find you, because I don't see you on here.